On the show today, we have Upbound Credit Union's very own Holly Sexton and EverFi's Mara Sloan talking about how the two organizations have teamed together to provide financial education to more than a dozen schools in their community, and they're just getting started, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Upbound Credit Union's very own Holly Sexton. Holly, how are you doing up there right there next to me in the red glasses?
I'm doing well. It's nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you as well. I love the glasses. That's a good look. Really stands out. Very different. I love it. I love it. And then right below us is Mara Sloan. Mara, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Hope all things are going well in your necks of the woods. Would that be proper grammar or neck of the woods? I'm trying to think.
I think it's like cul-de-sacs.
There you go.
Yes, necks of the woods. Neck of the woods.
Oh, well, we're in the dog days of summer. The kids are back in school, kind of, if you qualify online school and that type of stuff. And we're just trying to keep going one day at a time. But you guys have really kind of upped the ante in the financial education department. And I'm really happy to hear that, because I love stories like this when credit unions are really just going above and beyond the call of duty when it comes to financial education. So first of all, can you tell us about the financial education program that Abound is using, that you guys reached nearly 2,000 local students last year? So who wants to go first? Mara, Holly, who wants to go first on this one?
Mara, you want to take that one?
Go for it, Mara.
Absolutely. So Abound Credit Union partnered with EverFi, that's where I work. I'm the schools manager for Kentucky for EverFi. We partnered together this past school year and are continuing our partnership this school year to provide financial literacy education to schools in their community. So EverFi is a digital learning resource company that's committed to impacting social change. And one of the ways that we are committed to doing that is through financial literacy education. And at EverFi, we understand that there is a need for that kind of education around real world critical life skills that students need to develop in order to be successful in their lives. And Abound Credit Union also recognizes this need. And so it was a partnership made in heaven.
Right on. We like to hear those types of partnerships for sure. Those are the best kind. So how does it work? How did you guys work together to really kind of get this type of exposure in front of this many students? And it's going to increase, right? This is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Holly, growing. Yeah, we're growing for sure. Mara and I work together. Like, she informs and trains and supports superintendents and curriculum coordinators and teachers about the EverFi financial education programs. And then I'm the public relations and financial education professional for Abound Credit Union. So Mara and I partner together to educate branch managers on our initiatives. We also help them connect with school administrators and teachers, and we bring the fun to the game. So there's the learning component, but there's also the celebration component, and there's really that's a fun part of PR, right? That's where we get to with students. We give awards, we have gameplay in the classrooms, and we also promote our initiatives to the community and valuable shows like yours, like CU Broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And speaking of, I love, and all this stuff was in person type of schools, but now things have changed a little bit. So how has the pandemic kind of made you guys, I think the opportune word here, everyone's been using it, pivot. So how have you guys pivoted with this program to reach kids, not only in person, but online as well, because a lot of schools are going online, right? So how is that working?
For sure. We're unable to go into classrooms right now for award presentations and parties and gameplay. So we're focused on connecting with these curriculum coordinators virtually. And that's where Mara comes in with the training. So Mara, if you want to jump in.
Yeah, go for it, Mara. Yeah.
You know, I think over the past, gosh, 6-8 months, what month are we in now? We've learned that educators are resilient, students are resilient. It's been so encouraging to see how those that work in education have responded to the ever-changing landscape and needs that the community has. And at EverFi, we've continued to provide our digital platform to teachers and schools. We also created a family portal to make access a little easier for those at home.
Oh, cool.
We've been working on offline resources to address, you know, those needs of lack of technology access. So it's just been really encouraging and exciting to work in education during this time, and just to see that regardless of the situation and the chaos and uncertainty, that educators are still committed to, you know, developing those critical skills with their students.
Yeah, it's really leveraging the technology to everyone's advantage. So are there any other type of results or anything else to share here, Holly? Because, I mean, again, like we said at the beginning, like this is, you guys are just scratching the surface here as far as reaching students and going to different schools and things like that. I'm really excited for this program. That's why I wanted to kind of spread the word out there. Hope it's infectious in a good way for other credit unions. So what, anything else to report here as far as results and stuff that you guys have experienced?
Well, thanks, Mike. Actually, I'm excited. Tomorrow is my 1 year anniversary with Abound Credit Union. Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
In a year, I'm so proud of what we've been able to do with our partners and team members at Abound and at EverFi. So I'll throw out some numbers. In 1 year, we've expanded from 3 schools to 13 schools.
Well done.
We've increased from 262 students to over 1,800 students. And this is really where I measure success, is this next number. From 453 hours of learning to over 4,000 hours of learning. So hours of learning are really important to me personally as a measurement. So I threw out a lot of numbers there. So let's look at percentages. So we've increased our schools in 1 year by 333%.
Wow.
Increased the number of students taking the modules by 605%. And finally, hours of learning, drum roll. 845%. So that was just in our first year. And even with the pandemic, we've still been able to impact that many students.
Yeah. And even with the pandemic, you really, I think you actually have a more engaged audience, because if you're doing stuff online, you're like focused for sure. And so, I mean, just based on what my kids do with online school, then they're super focused. I mean, they're really engaged. So this is really cool stuff. Mara, I mean, what do you want to add here on that, on those numbers?
Are impressive. As far as impact goes, I mean, it really truly comes down to relationships and, you know, just our commitment to providing high quality, standards aligned, evidence-based resources to schools that are hungry for those. And to your point, yes, you know, there is a need for technology and resources right now, but there's a lot of shifting priorities and competing priorities in schools. And so, again, it's just really encouraging to see that financial literacy still remains one of those top priorities. And it's been an honor to work with Abound to be able to kind of fill that need.
Yeah, and it's even cooler to have not only are the kids getting a great education and financial education. I mean, when I was in school, we had nothing like this, obviously. Nope. I mean, it was like balancing a checkbook and that was it. You're good to go. Thanks. And like, you're going to set us free? What? Huh? But this is so great, because, I mean, it just really gives kids that extra little bit of education that they're going to need. This is real world stuff that they're going to need. So Holly, how do you see this benefiting your credit? Because this is all based from the, it comes from the credit union, which is a great message to send to the kids and the teachers as well.
Thanks. Yeah, we're really proud of that. And that has been a mission of Abound Credit Union prior to me coming, but I was a member before that and I saw what they put into their financial education programs. So we know that early childhood education is crucial when it comes to developing lifelong healthy habits. Like you were talking about, most of us had no financial education foundation at all.
Right.
What it does is it makes smarter consumers, and smarter consumers make smarter communities, and then smarter consumers, they become members of credit unions.
There,
so that's the benefits of financial education in the community. And these members, they have more cash flow, mm-hmm. and it's the local economy. And there's also the feel good. I'm going to Mr. Rogers. There's the morale benefit to credit unions and to credit union employees. So what I've seen is when we equip them, we train them, and they go out into the community, they connect with members, they connect with non-members, and they connect with potential new members. And once they understand what we're offering, they see the how meaningful it is, and it feels good, and it gets into their hearts, yeah. and it gets into my heart, and we really do care about the impact that we're having on children, and it fills that need that most of us have to do meaningful work. So there's also that benefit of morale to credit union employees who participate in financial education.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mara, do you have anything to add there? Because I think EverFi would have a great message here too, right?
Yes. So, you know, it's funny. Over the past year in my role as a schools manager, I have just been so overwhelmed with, like as Holly said, the ability to touch so many lives. As a former educator, I miss the classroom, and I miss that, you know, like direct impact that you're seeing every day, you know, if, even if it's just like small learning gains. Yeah. But to be able to spread that impact across the state of Kentucky has just really been the honor of a lifetime. I'm so excited to be able to work with people like Abound Credit Union that have, you know, similar, you know, values and morals. And it's just, yeah, that feel good feeling is just, it's priceless.
No, no doubt. No doubt. And Holly, what are some goals you guys want to achieve? Obviously exposure for the credit union, financial knowledge for the kids and teachers and stuff. Any other goals you guys have in mind here with this program?
Yeah, I talked to our VP before our interview here, because I wanted to talk to her about the overall credit union goals. And specifically, one of them she mentioned was that Abound consistently refinances higher loan rates, and the member ends up saving thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Mm-hmm. So financial education will help children grow up to become more educated consumers. And that means that they won't accept a higher loan rate in the first place, and that they will have improved knowledge of building a good credit score. So we know that over time, it may take 10 years, but we know that over time, those number of high interest rate loan refis are going to decrease because we're providing financial education. And that segues into our goal of empowering students, and we want to help them improve their lives. So those are some of our goals.
Yeah, that's cool. And Mara, anything else to add there on that one? Because it's I just think it's super beneficial for not only the credit union, but for, again, the kids. I mean, you're getting this great knowledge at such a young age. It's going to stick, and it's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. We agree with Abound that this education needs to start early. It has to start early. And, you know, we feel a responsibility and a calling to be able to do that. And it's funny that this interview fell on this date, because EverFi actually announced just a few hours ago that we are committing $100 million to continuing to build out our platform to continue creating social change. And so it's just, this is all kind of coming to fruition. This is a huge, point in our lives, in our history, just with everything going on. And so, yeah, it's kind of crazy how it's all coming together all at once.
Wow, big announcement. Wow, congratulations on that. That's very generous of you guys. Congratulations on that. And we'll definitely spread the word as well. So any advice, Holly, any advice for credit unions looking to do something similar that you guys have done in this area? Because this is really the credit union wheelhouse, right? Because, I mean, they're all about giving, sharing, caring, and educating. So this is what credit unions do best. So any advice for other credit unions looking to do something similar?
Oh, sure. I would suggest educating your branch managers and community representatives. And what I mean by community representatives, think of that person in your credit union who's the social butterfly. They're the CU team member who's professionally fun. You know, you can send them out into the community and they know everyone. Yeah. Those are your people that you're going to provide training for and assist them in connecting with school districts. And then go from there. And again, what it does is it creates those lifelong relationships.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, and what a better method. What a better way to connect with the community and say, hey, you know what, we're trying to teach you about economics. We're trying to teach you about budgeting. We're trying to teach you about handling money in a smart way. So can't get any better than that. So good stuff here. Mara, anything else here to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom?
I would just say that, you know, if there are any other community organizations, credit unions that are interested in partnering with us to provide financial education, or maybe it's social emotional learning or health and wellness, any of our digital programs, we are always interested in starting that conversation. And you can visit our website to learn more or reach out to me, and I'm happy to chat.
Right on. Excellent, Mara. Anything, Holly, I'll give you the last word if you have anything final to say.
Thanks. See what we're up to at aboundcu.com. If you're interested in taking a look at the modules for adults and teens, those are available at aboundcu.com. Just click the Learn tab, L-E-A-R-N. And coming soon to YouTube, follow us on YouTube. We're going to be announcing a top secret program there soon. So that's Abound Credit Union on YouTube. Just hit subscribe.
Gosh, keeping us on pins and needles, Holly. Wow, what a teaser. I love it. All right. Well, it's great to see that financial services is alive and well in Kentucky, thanks to the folks at EverFi and Abound. So keep up the good work, you guys. All right. Well done. Good work. And above all, stay healthy and stay safe, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.